Friends, our gospel lesson this morning comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 13, verses 31 to 33, and then verses 44 to 52. Once again, listen for the word of God that's being spoken into our lives at this point on our faith journey. Another parable he put before them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field. It is the smallest of all seeds, but when it has grown, it is the largest of shrubs and becomes a tree, so that the birds of the air come and make nest in its branches." He told them another parable. "The kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of flour till it was all leavened. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy, he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls, who on finding one pearl of great value, went and sold all that he had and bought it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net which was thrown into the sea and gathered fish of every kind. When it was full, men drew it ashore and sat down and sorted the good into vessels, but threw away the bad. So it will be at the close of the age. The angels will come and separate the evil from the righteous and throw them into the furnace of fire. There men will weep and gnash their teeth. Have you understood all of this?" they said to him. "Yes." And he said to them, "Therefore every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old." Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It's rapid fire here, folks. One parable after the next. Boom, 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 boom. It's relentless. We can hardly process one when we're hit with another. 2 weeks ago, it was a sower went out to sow. And then last week, it was, "The kingdom of heaven may be compared to a man who sowed good seed in his field, but while men were sleeping, his enemy came and sowed weeds among the wheat and went away." And now we have, "The kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed which a man took and sowed in his field. The kingdom of heaven is like leaven which a woman took and hid in three measures of flour. The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. The kingdom of heaven is like a net." Relentless. What are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do with all of these parables? We've already talked about the idea of sowing as indicative of our task to administer grace indiscriminately. In other words, our lives are to be characterized by slinging goodness. Okay. And in last week's parable of the wheat and tares, we are warned to be very careful that we don't get sidetracked in our mission to sow by the powerful lure to pile, you know, to separate, to draw distinctions among God's children. We talked about the great illegitimate dichotomies promulgated by the church and its flock across the centuries, you know, dark and light, or light and dark, good and evil, God and Satan, faithful and unfaithful, we and they, in and out, you know, or maybe in and get out. I hope you remember the quote that I read from Dr. Wardlaw. It's beautiful. Let me just read it to you again. "On such a journey as this, it's not our job to determine who is within and who is beyond God's attention. It is rather our job to imagine everyone as belonging to God, and therefore, with all that we can muster, to endeavor to embrace through Jesus Christ our Lord, God's holy and purposeful ambiguity." Again, it's about the reckless extension of God's grace. You know, that's what I'm hearing. The reckless extension of God's grace. But today, if it's possible, things are getting even more unwieldy as we go. Now, all of a sudden, we're hearing that this recklessness will unfold in this world like a mustard seed or like leaven. Now, of course, the initial image is inspiring. You know, the image of something significant coming from that which is insignificant. A tiny mustard seed becomes a botanical powerhouse. Or even a little touch of leaven makes quite an impact on a large volume of flour. And that's great stuff. And Jesus says, that's how God's presence encounters this world and encounters our lives. It doesn't take much to blow the top off of things. But wait. But wait just a minute. There's something wrong with this picture. There's something wrong with this beautiful, beautiful image. You see, I've come to learn that in the ancient Near East, this mustard plant was anything but a joy and a blessing. It was a weed. It was a weed. And I think we read about weeds last week. The mustard plant was an out-of-control weed. It was something to be uprooted and cast away if at all possible. And leaven? Leaven was a rotting and fermenting mass of yuck that was often a metaphor for all that was wrong with the world. You see, a little bit of leaven is okay most of the time, but it can easily get out of control. And that's not a good thing. Well, Jesus said the kingdom of God is like that. It's out of control. And it takes over everything it touches. So, we've got this out-of-control sower who doesn't seem to know what she's doing. And we have all these weeds that we're not allowed to pick. And then we have this out-of-control botanical pest and some rotten, fermenting refuse held up by Jesus to illustrate a world where God's presence is abundant and dominant. What is going on? But wait. Hold your applause, because there's even more. It seems that this chaos that we're calling the kingdom of God is worth risking everything to obtain. The cost is irrelevant. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field, which a man found and covered up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant in search of fine pearls. On finding one pearl of great value, he went and sold all that he had and bought it. You know, the real problem is a list. As I look at all this, read all this craziness and all the mess, the real problem is there is no list. There is no to-do list. That's what people have tried to make it since day one, but it's no use. That's why it's been so elusive for many. We want to boil it down to something concrete and manageable. That's what we want the kingdom of God to be. Something we can knock out. You know, Ten Commandments, got it. Watch virtual church at Pleasant Grove every Sunday or Monday or two, or anyway. Church suppers, I got it. You know, meetings, got it. Ushering, got it. Outreach project, got it. You know, there's this passage in the gospel that is always, it's always been sitting there in the back of my mind, and then periodically it pops into my consciousness to keep me honest with myself, especially when I get a bit off track with things. The passage is this. Do not presume to say to yourselves, we have Abraham as our father, for I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Do not presume. Yikes. Yikes. That's what I presume. I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do. That keeps me up at night. Do you remember the seed that fell among the rocky ground? That's what comes to my mind. It sprang up, but had no depth of soil, so it withered away. You know, kingdom living offers depth, but there's no list. So confusing. So confusing. How do I find this most precious pearl? You know, what does a kingdom look like in my life? What should it look like? Therein lies the mystery of our faith. You see, the kingdom of God looks different in each of our lives. That's why it's so mysterious. It is a dynamic presence that bubbles up from deep within us and brings life. It's something that we come to recognize over the course of our lives as those lives deepen, as we sow. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is among you. It's in you. At the outset of Mark's gospel, which is the earliest gospel, Mark writes, Jesus came to Galilee proclaiming the good news of God and saying, the time is now, the kingdom of God has come near, it is time to change and believe in what could be. Jesus arrived on the scene and said, there's another way of doing life. There's a way to live connected lives that offer meaning and wholeness and peace. He then went about the countryside teaching and preaching and extending the love and grace of God to those who he encountered. In short, he went about sowing seed in every possible direction. And he went and he called people to go with him, even the weeds, even the weeds. And here we are. And here we are. The power of parables lies in their ability to inspire us, to motivate us, to drive us to live kingdom lives. In short, to practice our faith. You know, Matthew 13 is one of those great summertime texts. We all need to just sit back in our favorite chair, in our favorite location, and just think it through very carefully. Because in the end, I believe it is as simple and as complex as these words we read several weeks ago. A sower went out to sow. Thanks be to God. Amen.